Are you a primary school teacher, or is your child between the ages of 10 and 12? Then you have the inside scoop on who may be among the smartest junior brains in Cape Town. Get your favorite preteen to enter the Dis-Chem Junior Brain of Cape Talk competition. Every weekday morning at 6:40, we celebrate the smartest kids in the Cape with cash prizes and bragging rights. Go to capetalk.co.za and enter the Dis-Chem Junior Brain of Cape Talk today. We could be calling you and your mini brain to play the Dis-Chem Brain of Cape Talk. A winning mind in a healthy body. T's and C's and more on capetalk.co.za.
Join the conversation.
You're with Cape Talk.
Okay, so just maybe helping us to get a more balanced perspective on this Tottenham Hotspur deal, 1 billion rand deal, or nearly there, sane, irrational, or not. Enver Malley is the former Cape Town Tourism Board chairperson and tour operator of Eagle Tours. You're one of the biggest in Cape Town, are you not, Enver?
I would like to believe we're one of the biggest day tour operators in Cape Town, but yeah, I would like to believe that, and not that it's that important, but yeah, maybe.
Well, it's African Eagle, is that correct? That is your
African Eagle. Before
COVID, your buses were kind of busy. They were rolling, and that's obviously ideally
absolutely
what you want your business to do when your buses are moving. You know, the tourists are in town, and then there was COVID, and your buses stood still. And that must have been tough. They gathered dust. And are they moving again? Are they moving to the same extent that they've moved prior to COVID?
Clarence, almost there. I think for us, October, November, December, very good months. I think Jan, we're getting back to where we were 2019. And I think most people will say, even if you look at West Coast stats, I don't know, they're saying 87% to where we were in relation to where we were before, some sort of figure like that. So things are bouncing back. Yes, they are. I don't know if this bounce will be sustainable, or if it's people who deferred their travel plans because of COVID were taking it up now.
I would propose that it is sustainable, and this bounce back to 87%, which is significant, happened off the back of very little tourism or very little marketing activity by the DMO, because they couldn't do that during COVID. So why would it be necessary? Well, I think 1 billion can be a great investment with great ROI. And I think the context is that we have so much to sell. We are a compelling destination, nearly a world in a country in terms of cultural diversity, diverse vegetation, diverse scenery, etc. Two deserts. You know, we got just so much. How do you feel about investing in Tottenham Hotspur and the ROI that could accrue?
Okay, I know this is a serious matter, but I'm an Arsenal supporter, so that's already a problem for me. But anyway, moving on. Clarence, I think you know what's got everybody into the tether is this number, 1 billion rand. That's the number. If it was a smaller number, it wouldn't have been a blip on the radar. But I think it's the number that got everybody in a tether, and we're focusing on the number, and that's, to me, seems to be the war around. But if you interrogated and you try to look at it more deeply, maybe you see things differently. I'm not saying I agree with the spend, but maybe things come out a bit differently. People are just reacting to the number. And I think one of the first things we need to look at, Clarence, is number one, is what is the mandate of South African tourism? Because I'm an avid Cape Talker. I listen to Cape Talk all the time. And people are saying we can spend it on Eskom, we can do this, we can do that, and so on. But that's not the mandate of South African tourism. That's not how budgets and the division of budgets in government works. So I think for me, the question is, what is the mandate of Cape Town Tourism? And the mandate of Cape Town Tourism, I'm not Cape Town Tourism, sorry, of South African Tourism,
South African, from my
perspective, would be, or from what I can understand, is number one, to promote the country, to grow convention business, which is business tourism. They involved with the grading of tourism properties like 5-star, 3-star, and so on. And that also adds to the quality of the experience of the visitor. Accommodation needs to be graded. You can't have our visitors being in substandard accommodation. And number two is to spread tourism into all the regions, into smaller towns, and so on. I don't think they have much of a development as a physical tourism development mandate. other than to help the smaller towns promote and spread tourism and give them a hand here, there, the different regions. I think the development of tourism itself probably lies in the various regions and the various RTOs or regional tourism organizations or authorities. I think that is it. And I think that's where we're kind of getting lost, is what is the function of South African tourism? And on a basic level is to promote the country, is to get people to come to South Africa and experience all our amazing things. So, yeah, that is, I think we need to understand that, Clarence.
I understand that. Now, let's look at the principle. You say 87% of pre-COVID market is back, which is a significant, recovery. And I would like to compare that maybe to other destinations around the world. But I think 87% is significant off the back of no tourism or no marketing. And the question is, can you deploy R1 billion more effectively? And my instincts are yes. If you are going to say this is the mandate of the organization, then let's say this R1 billion must be spent, to bring tourists into South Africa. And when I hear some of the stats, 1.2 million viewers for Tottenham Hotspur, hardcore, Tottenham supporters like yourself. I mean, you're not going to look what's on the sleeve. You're going to look where the ball is going. I don't necessarily see that translate. And it's within one universe, a universe of football lovers or a universe of Tottenham Hotspur lovers. I just think more can be done with greater return within the mandate that you say it must steadfastly be used in.
Clarence, I agree with you 100%. Okay, the other thing, maybe it will be more clear when South African tourism does their thing here, I think at 11 o'clock. Remember, this is over a three-year period. We're looking at £47 million here. £47 million divided by 3 years is about £16 million, 15 point somewhat. So in the big scheme of things, it's not a lot of money from a marketing perspective. Right.
So, but again, I think what you're suggesting is if it was R1 million, we would have felt a little differently about it.
Yeah. But okay, let me just continue here. So I agree with you. My problem with the spend is, with the extra spend, and not even the fact that it's spent solely on one entity, Tottenham Hotspur, and their target market or whatever. This is my problem. My problem is we're spending a hell of a lot of money in a market that we already have a great traction. The UK,
yes.
Germany, and France, those are already one of our biggest source markets with regard to tourism.
And the US, the United States is filling up your buses at this moment in time.
That's it. So we're spending money where we're already being relatively successful in terms of getting people here. So my argument would be is that, yes, we need to constantly spend. Remember, we operating in a global environment where our rand is worth nothing. So we're competing against countries who are promoting themselves with a bigger budget, with more bang for their buck. So it's difficult to be the loudest voice in that kind of environment, especially coming from a long old destination like South Africa. And sometimes I think the people who promote and who market, and us even as a tour operator and as a company, we also do our own marketing, and we have to be smart as to where we spend our money. And sometimes we have to say, okay, we're doing well in the German market, hypothetically. Let's explore the Indian market. So let's put some budget aside, or let's take a bit of money away from the German market where we're doing relatively well, and let's put some of that.
Where should more of our marketing, we're going to have to wrap up. Where should more of our marketing money go? Into the US, maybe China?
I think in the US and especially the East, China, I mean, that's a sleeping giant, or not that actually a sleeping giant, but the numbers show that they're good travelers, they travel in mass, and I think maybe we should spend more in the East. We shouldn't be spending where we already have great traction, Clarence.
So
we're spending much more than
spend it on a very popular football team in China.
Not necessarily, but spend it elsewhere. I don't know if there's a popular football team in China. But I'm saying,
even if there was,
with spending so much money in a market where we already have traction, I think for me that would be the most important factor.
I have yet to meet one cultured Tottenham Hotspur supporter anyway.
I agree with you, Clarence. I told you I'm an Arsenal supporter. And I don't watch any other team because for me it feels like cheating if I watch another team. I only watch my team. So, I don't even know about Arsenal. So, I mean, Spurs. So, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So,
I hope that Yeah.
So you're saying it's too narrow an approach to their mandate to put the money into Tottenham?
I think absolutely, and that's not even about Tottenham, it's about the destination. A destination we're already doing relatively well, and let's spend the money on destinations that we need to grow the market. I mean,
understood.
Yeah, the South American market, possibly push the Americans a bit more, spend some more money there. But yeah, we're already doing, for me, we seem to be doing relatively well in Europe.
And
not as great as we could.
We're going to have to wrap it there, unfortunately. But the Poms are doting on us, and the Yanks are beginning to dote on us. And the Chinese will dote on us when they discover us, who we are, and what we have. 9:31, time for Eyewitness News.